Every year, the Earth accumulates some 30,000 metric tons of cosmic ferrules, space dust in planar language, which would be quite a lot if you swept it into one pile, but it is infinitesimal when spread across the globe. Scattered through this thin dusting are exotic elements not normally much found on Earth. Among these is the element iridium, which is 1,000 times more abundant in space than in the Earth's crust, because it is thought most of the iridium on Earth sank to the core when the planet was young. Alvarez knew that a colleague of his at the Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory in California, Frank Azzaro, had developed a technique for measuring very precisely the chemical composition of clays using a process called neutron activation analysis. This involved bombarding samples with neutrons in a small nuclear reactor and carefully counting the gamma rays that were emitted. It was extremely finicky work. Previously, Azzaro had used the technique to analyze pieces of pottery, but Alvarez reasoned that if they measured the amount of one of the exotic elements in his son's soil samples and compared that with its annual rate of deposition, they would know how long it had taken the samples to form. On an October afternoon in 1977, Luis and Walter Alvarez dropped in on Azzaro and asked him if he would run the necessary tests for them. It was really quite a presumptuous request. They were asking Azzaro to devote months to making the most painstaking measurements of geological samples, merely to confirm what seemed entirely self-evident to begin with, that the thin layer of clay had been formed as quickly as its thinness suggested. Certainly no one expected his survey to yield any dramatic breakthroughs. "Well, they were very charming, very persuasive," Azzaro recalled in an interview in 2002. "And it seemed an interesting challenge, so I agreed to try. Unfortunately, I had a lot of other work on, so it was 8 months before I could get to it." He consulted his notes from the period. "On June the 21st, 1978, at 1:45 p.m., we put a sample in the detector. It ran for 224 minutes, and we could see we were getting interesting results, so we stopped it and had a look." The results were so unexpected, in fact, that the three scientists at first thought they had to be wrong. The amount of iridium in the Alvarez sample was more than 300 times normal levels, far beyond anything they might have predicted. Over the following months, Azzaro and his colleague Helen Michael worked up to 30 hours at a stretch. "Once you started, you couldn't stop," Azzaro explained, analyzing samples, always with the same results. Tests on other samples from Denmark, Spain, France, New Zealand, Antarctica, showed that the iridium deposit was worldwide and greatly elevated everywhere, sometimes by as much as 500 times normal levels. Clearly something big and abrupt, and probably cataclysmic, had produced this arresting spike. After much thought, the Alvarezes concluded that the most plausible explanation, plausible to them at any rate, was that the Earth had been struck by an asteroid or comet. The idea that the Earth might be subjected to devastating impacts from time to time was not quite as new as it is now sometimes presented. As far back as 1942, a Northwestern University astrophysicist named Ralph B. Baldwin had suggested such a possibility in an article in Popular Astronomy magazine. He published the article there because no academic publisher was prepared to run it. And at least two well-known scientists, the astronomer Ernst Oeppig and the chemist and Nobel laureate Harold Urey, had also voiced support for the notion at various times. Even among paleontologists, it was not unknown. In 1956, a professor at Oregon State University, M. W. de Laubenfels, writing in the Journal of Paleontology, had actually anticipated the Alvarez theory by suggesting that the dinosaurs may have been dealt a death blow by an impact from space. And in 1970, the president of the American Paleontology